This portion of Drive Time is made possible by Leone McDonald & Roberts, certified public accountants with locations here in North Conway and throughout New Hampshire.
I'm a moose with a U. Monty's my name. I live in the forest and I play all day with my friends. Playing and swaying, we all work together. Life in the forest is for us, just the four of us.
I'm Tony Zorn. I'm joined by Aaron Reese, and we're talking about him. He'll be at the Conway Public Library this Saturday from 10:30 to 11:30, and he'll have a ukulele with him. He'll be going through his book and teaching kids how to draw the character from his book, which we will get into. You can find more information at any time by going to amoosewithauke.com. That's amoosewithauke.com. Aaron, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you for inviting me on. I'm very happy to be here.
Kind of an exciting children's book. It tells the story of this adventure that this moose has with all the other animals of the forest as they discover these instruments that have been dropped off of a van.
Off of a bus.
A bus.
It resembles a bus, a very popular brand bus. I don't know if I want to mention that brand, but the idea behind the story is that these found instruments are used to educate each other. They play the instruments, they learn how to play them, they realize that the value of practicing and learning helps them develop a lifetime skill that can be translated no matter what language they speak. I wrote the book to inspire people to pick up an instrument, or as we discussed earlier, people that have had past experiences with instruments, but maybe hit a point in their music education where they dropped off. The ukulele is a wonderful instrument because I find it to be very accessible. You can just walk over, pick it up, and start vibing out on it. It's fun. It can travel well.
And at the very end of the book, it even has a song that you wrote, composed, and it's very simple chord progression, which is actually featured on pictures above the melody line. So you, even if you have no experience, you can literally just look at that picture, see, oh, I need to press here on these frets for these chords. And it's really, really simple to use and learn that one song.
When the music was written, I was encouraged by some of the folks around me to write the song in a very simple way, using simple chords and simple progressions. And my hope is that the reader will pick it up and want to learn it on any instrument. I wrote it on a ukulele, but it can be played on piano, saxophone, guitar, drums, whatever instrument interests you. And yes, the transcribed version of it is found in the back of the book. I hope that it inspires people to pick it up and learn the Monty the Moose song.
So if you're just tuning in, it's Conway Public Library this Saturday. Aaron Reese will be there from 10:30 to 11:30. He's going to have his ukulele, so he'll be performing some music. They'll also be going through how to draw Monty the Moose. And of course, they'll also be going over the storybook itself. So this is like a little of everything. You got the music going, you've got the drawing going, and you've got the reading going as well.
I really tried to develop the book to be accessible to everybody. Music is not just for folks that want to play an instrument. The person sitting in the audience is just as important. The person enjoying the performance, the person setting up the instruments. Everybody is included in this book, as well as all of my personal interests, cartooning, illustration, writing music, playing music. So I tried to design it into a program that would inspire people and to have them pick up an instrument. The show itself will consist of a 20 to 30 minute live ukulele performance interspersed with the story of how Monty got his uke, and then ultimately how the story transpires, because when we find something that doesn't belong to us, we want to do the right thing and make sure it goes back to its original owner. So the basic premise of the story is that Monty and his friends chase around the bus that lost its trunk full of instruments in the beginning, ultimately to meet up with the bus and play a big jam session. The bus driver was so inspired that he allows them to keep the instruments at the end. So there will be a sequel.
The story itself features all sorts of beautiful illustrations, which you drew. And the cool thing about these illustrations is you put references in them as well as little hidden elements to the pictures.
I really wanted to inspire people to look at the book more than once. And also take the book and learn to teach themselves to draw out of it. That's why I included a black and white coloring page in the end. So the book is a 42-page color picture book with a song and a coloring page. I really wanted to make an immersive, interactive experience that isn't on a tablet or a computer. That's what this book is. As you mentioned earlier, I also conduct a How to Draw Monty the Moose class, which will consist of me standing in front of the crowd this Saturday with a giant dry erase board, and I will walk through the drawing process with the participants using a series of shapes and letters. We'll do some counting and alphabet. At the end, you will have your very own picture of Monty the Moose.
I do want to get in some of the nonprofit work you do real quick.
So I've been working with the Dover Children's Home, which is a nonprofit organization in Dover, New Hampshire, since 2015. It's a wonderful home that houses teenagers that are in transition into adulthood. Different reasons that they're there, but the most important thing is that they are there, and I want to bring them as much music and joy and interaction as possible. I've noticed that when I've gone in, the kids interact very well when you treat them like adults and you give them that basis to converse with each other and myself. Through the years, I've donated art supplies, my time doing music education, and most recently, I won the 2019 Dover, New Hampshire Arts Commission grant, which allowed me to take the award money to purchase ukuleles for the kids at this nonprofit organization and also provide lessons for them. The other organization I'm very excited about now is the Pass Along Project, which is a clothing charity that provides clothing for children that are entering foster care. It's a very, very easy charity to be involved with. And as a matter of fact, going forward, I will be collecting any clothing donations for kids. Lightly used clothes. We really need shoes and winter coats. And if you bring it to my event, you will receive an exclusive Monty the Moose activity book and a big smile and a handshake from me.
It's Aaron Reese. He'll be at Conway Public Library this Saturday, 10:30 till 11:30. He'll be playing ukulele live. He'll also have A Moose with a Uke, which is his book, and he'll be reading through that and then also teaching the kids how to draw Monty the Moose. For more information or to buy the book, go to amoosewithauke.com. That's amoosewithauke.com. Aaron, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me. This was fun.
This portion of Drive Time has been made possible by Leone McDonald Roberts, certified public accountants with locations here in North Conway and throughout New Hampshire.
Come on, shake, 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 shake everybody. Shake, 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 shake everybody. Shake, 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 shake everybody now. Ooh, 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 ooh. And now we're shaking it with a moose. And now, ooh, 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 you don't need no excuse.